Praise God. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we are very thankful for today, for this evening. As you bring us again to your dining table, we pray, O Lord, you anoint our hearts and our ears. Anoint our eyes. Open our understanding. We pray that your word will equip us with the change we need to overcome the enemy. We ask for strength to stay in your presence. And we rebuke every spirit of distraction. We rebuke every covering of the enemy and of darkness over our soul. Lord, we ask for open heavens that we may hear the voice of the Son of Man. We receive the blessing you have for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I noticed that most of the questions we were asking in the afternoon had to do with the altar, the brazen altar. I'm trying to get my notes so that I just want to spend about 30 minutes. Anyway, I want to talk about the sin offering. Because I can see that in the church, it is something that is not well understood. So I just want to bring a little understanding. In the tabernacle, well, I have to put this aside. In the tabernacle, the first experience is at this altar.
La première expérience, c'est à cet hôtel.
Et tu vas te faire un altar.
And at the altar.
At the altar.
Et à l'hôtel.
There is an offering that is made.
Il y a une
offrande qui est faite.
And I share the scripture from Revelations.
Revelation
13, verse 8, I don't know if you can show it. Revelation 13, verse 8.
Apocalypse 13, verse 8.
The Bible says that there was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
La Bible dit qu'il y a un agneau qui a été immolé avant la fondation du monde.
And when we go to Revelation chapter 5, it tells us that in the throne was a lamb that was slain. I'm looking at Revelation 5 verse 4. It says, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts," the throne and the four beasts is speaking about your soul and my soul. The book of Revelation is about you, your soul, and my soul. Not it's a planet somewhere in the sky. So when the Bible talks about the throne of God, it's speaking of your heart. Even though there is a physical throne of God in the heavens, so that is the confusion that many believers have. So let's go to Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah 17, verse 12. It says, "A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary." I'm a scientist. There are many scientists in this room also, I know. Even those who are in the arts, you are looking for evidence. You want evidence, is it not? And in the law God gave to Moses, he said, by the witness of two or three, every word will be established. So if you go to court, the court is looking for evidence. At least two evidence, at least, to establish a matter. Amen. So the question, is there a God in heaven? We must challenge it. We must ask the question. Because our faith, your faith must be on a solid ground. How do we know that there is a throne in heaven? Well, we can ask those who have gone there, is it not? There's a man called Stephen. You know Stephen? I heard there's a Stephen here. Stephen, God bless you. Amen. A man, Stephen, he went to heaven. He said, "I see the throne of God." And who did he see? Say, "I see Jesus at the right hand of God." Amen. So we know Stephen saw. So that's his testimony. Well, we can go back a little bit. Every Israelites that came out of Egypt saw God with their physical eye. God brought them to the Mount Sinai, is it not? And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 19 that the God of Israel came down. And the people, they saw God. They ran away. He said, Moses, we don't want to see this God again. You go and see God and you come and tell us what God has told you. Amen. And when they saw God, there was trumpet, there was smoke, there was fire, there was earthquake, it was everywhere was quaking. And they heard a voice that spoke. Hallelujah. And to make it very sure, God said, 70, Moses, you and 70 of the elders, oh yeah, come to the mountain. They came up to the mountain and they saw God and ate bread with the God of Israel. Amen. And there are many people who have seen God. And there are many voices speaking. So we know that there is a heaven. We know that there is a God who dwells in the heaven. And we know that there are people in heaven. Even Jesus, heaven was open and he heard voices. And another intelligent man called Saul. Jesus met him face to face. He was blinded by the sight. Hallelujah. Amen. So a glorious high throne is a place of our sanctuary. And the Bible says that there was a lamb that was slain there. There was an offering. Now, why lamb? John said, "Behold the lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Because blood is the medium for energy. Blood has language. Blood speaks. In your village, in Buganda here, blood speaks, and you know. Amen. Say amen, huh? Blood speaks. And the blood of Jesus is also speaking. Amen. So, that blood was shed at the foundation of the world. Now, Jesus did not just go and say, "Well, my blood has been shed, that is the end." He had to come physically. He went to the cross physically. And he activated that sacrifice. 2,000 years ago. Now, this is the problem of the Pentecostals. The Pentecostal doctrine is a doctrine of denying the truth. Of denying the truth. He says, Jesus has died for me.
I'm ready to go to heaven.
Alors, it's a line from hell. Amen. Jesus died, was slain at the foundation of the world. Many years ago, he came physically and activated it. By his life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The book of Ephesians tells us something. He said that when we are crucified together. Have you been to Calvary? But Jesus said you are crucified together with him. I've been to the temple in Jerusalem. But that's not enough. Jesus said that we were crucified together. We were buried together. We were raised up together. We were seated with him together in heavenly places. Amen. It is called the law of transference. When the president of Uganda takes a vote, you are there with him.
Lorsque le président ougandais signe une loi, promulgue une loi,
you are with him because he's speaking for Uganda.
Hallelujah.
De la part des Ougandais.
Amen. The Bible says that Melchizedek received tithe from Abraham. According to Hebrews chapter 7. And the Bible says that Abraham paid the tithe. And that Levi, who received tithe according to the priesthood of Aaron, was in Abraham when Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek. Therefore, Levi has already paid tithe. The book of Romans said, by one man, sin entered the world.
Who
is the man? The
Adam.
Have you seen him before? You haven't seen him. Yet what he did. What law is that? And the Bible says, just as sin entered by one man, sin will also go out by another man. Hallelujah. Amen. It is called the law of the loins, or the law of transference. Even though my father is rich, he has given me an inheritance,
100
million shillings. It is in your name. But there is only 10 shillings in your pocket. Unless you go to the bank and activate that promise, you will continue to be poor. In fact, the 10 shillings you have will reduce to 1 shilling. You have 100 million shillings in your name. That is the problem of the Pentecostal church. Amen. It is denying the truth. So the scripture says you must make your calling and election sure.
Vous devez assurer à terminer votre appel et votre élection.
You must receive the blood of Jesus Christ. By an action of your mind. In your mind, you must accept that sacrifice. And you must confess with your mouth. With the heart, mind believe, is it not? And with the mouth, confession is made. When you believe, when you speak,
you have signed the text.
Hallelujah. The 100 million shillings will enter your pocket. You will begin to reign in life. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is the first law of sin offering. So Colossians says that he has triumphed over principalities and powers. He made a public show of them. And he has blotted out the handwriting that is standing against each and every one of us. Amen. So, as a believer, you have overcome the devil. Hallelujah. In Christ, you have overcome the devil. So, every day, what you are doing is to activate that victory of Christ. So that's one law. And that law is activated when you lay hands on the sheep, on the offering. Because in the old, anyone that brings an offering must bring either a sheep or goat, and you lay your hands. When you lay your hands, you identify, you transfer all your sins to the goat. Amen. So Jesus stood for you, because he said the wages of sin is what? Death. So Jesus came and stood on your behalf. Hallelujah. You must identify with that sacrifice. Hallelujah. And like our brother was saying, every day you identify with him. We have been taught a lazy doctrine. That immediately you pray one prayer, that is the end. You run around Kampala, you join yourself. That's what they thought of. Amen. But that's not what the Bible wants you to do. The Bible says every day you must bring an offering. In the morning and evening. Amen. Paul said, I beseech you as brethren to do what to present yourself what? As a living or daily evening and morning sacrifice. Amen. God wants a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you. He wants to hear your voice. But what they are giving us is computer Christianity. Computer Christianity. You put the food in the microwave and you go and sleep. And you come out when the food is ready. And
you mets la nourriture dans le micro-ondes, tu pars t'endormir, tu viens trouver, c'est déjà cuit.
God wants you to cut the onions. Dieu
veut que tu coupes les oignons.
And put it in the fire. And wait on it. God wants to hear your voice, wants to relate with you. Amen.
Dieu veut entendre ta voix.
Early in the morning, with our eyes up and pray. David says, three times a day you will hear my voice.
at morning, at noon, and the evening, you will hear my voice. God wants to touch your heart.
Amen. What did you ask me? Amen.
Amen.
God wants to fill you. Hallelujah. And that's what you do in that offering. And the offering takes place in your hand. You don't need to get a pastor.
You bring dollars, someone will fast and pray for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So a pastor will hear from you and come and tell you what God is saying. Amen. The scripture says, my son, give me. God wants you to bring an offering every morning. Amen. Worship should rise from your heart and incense. Amen. My experiences are different from yours.
Amen.
So when I start speaking to God from my experience,
when
you speak to God from their experience, hallelujah. It's a different aroma.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's called sin offering. Amen. Jesus died at the beginning. 4,000 years later, he came and died physically. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the law of identification. But there's another law. Because many of us Christians, we are living under guilt of sin. The devil is telling you God has not forgiven you. He's playing a video of what he did last week. When you want to pray, you play the video. So it's intimidating you with the past. Hallelujah. Amen. There is another law called the law of husband. And okay, you can hear.
Wow.
I said there is another law. Can you read this? You said there's another law called the law of husband. So there's a law. I've spoken about the first one, the law of identification.
La première loi, c'est la loi de l'identification.
There's another law, the law of husband.
Et il y a une autre, la loi du mari.
The soul is a wife.
L'âme est une femme.
That's why the church is called the bride of Christ, made up of different souls. Amen. And Jesus is the husband, is the bridegroom. Your soul is of a lower spiritual energy. So you must be
opened
by a higher spirit, by a higher energy. Amen. Because God created the soul to be overshadowed. To receive seed. So, the soul is ruled by the energy of the husband.
L'âme est nourrie par l'énergie du mari.
The wife is governed by the authority of the husband.
La femme est gouvernée par l'autorité du mari.
When Adam sinned,
Adam,
lorsque Adam a péché,
the devil became the husband of the soul. Before that time, the husband of the soul was God. Because the heavens and the earth are supposed to, have to be joined together.
But
while God was in the process of creating man, of making that relationship, sin entered.
So
the government over the soul changed. Darkness entered into man. And the darkness set up an altar inside the soul of man. And it was a basis for spirits of darkness to draw energy from their soul. Because the devil cannot receive life from God, he depends on the fallen nature of my soul to draw life from God.
Ne fait pas prendre l'énergie directement de Dieu. Il dépend de l'homme déchu pour qu'il puisse bénéficier de l'énergie de Dieu.
Romans chapter 7, can you show us Romans chapter 7, 1, 2, and 3?
Romans chapter 7, verset 2
à 3. That as long as the husband is alive, wife must be married to the husband.
La Bible dit qu'aussi longtemps que l'homme vit, la femme est liée à cet homme.
But if the husband is dead,
mais si le mari meurt,
the woman is free from that marriage.
La femme est libérée de ses liens.
Amen. Amen. So, Jesus, when he came,
yes, we are.
Alors lorsque Jésus est venu,
had to break that marriage between your soul and darkness and the devil. Hallelujah. So, guess what? What did he do? He went down to hell. Hallelujah. Amen. He went to the headquarters of darkness. Hallelujah. And he took the keys of hell and death. That means he triumphed over principalities and
powers.
He made an open declaration. He broke the power of death. The Bible says in 2 Timothy that Jesus Christ abolished death. He brought life and immortality to life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus knew the old man. Hallelujah. And he established a new relationship. So, by that law, we are not a debtor to darkness or to the flesh. The power of the flesh has been broken. Two scriptures, Romans 8, 11 and 12 and 13.
Romains 8,
11 à 13. Say, if the spirit that was in Christ Jesus that raised him from the dead, if that same spirit is in us, it will also raise us up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, you're not answering me. Are you so tired? Amen.
Amen. The spirit that helped Jesus to overcome is the spirit you have.
The spirit you have.
Amen. Not
the
junior brother. Not like the same spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Alright,
another scripture.
C'est le même esprit.
This one is more powerful. Galatians chapter 5:24. This one is everyone who wants to obey God. This one is for you.
Tout celui qui veut obéir à Dieu, voici cette écriture pour toi.
If you want to obey God and do the will of God, this scripture is for you.
Si tu veux obéir, amen. Dieu, voici
what does this say? Galatians 5:24.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 24.
It says, and they that are Christ have
hallelujah.
You can't find it. Alright, let's read it. You can't find it. Galatians 5:24. Alright, Galatians 5:24. Let's read. We don't have time. Yeah. Can read it, you see. Yes, you can read the details. 5:24.
Galatians 5:24. It says, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affection and life.
Okay.
Ceux qui sont à Jésus-Christ ont crucifié la chair et ses passions et ses désirs.
So he didn't say we are crucified.
On n'a pas dit on crucifiera.
Or we're trying to crucify.
Ou nous essayons de crucifier.
Have crucified.
On crucifié.
Amen. So you are to activate it.
C'est à toi de l'activer.
You activate it by your mind.
Tu l'actives par tes pensées.
That is the helmet of salvation. You don't wake up in the morning as a loser. Every morning I am an overcomer. Why am I an overcomer? Because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. When Jesus was crucified, I was there. I was participating. If you say you are not there, God bless you, but I was there. Amen. When he went down, I went down with him. When he was raised up, I was raised up with him. And he says, I should live in a new life of victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, you're not yet convinced. Don't yet sound convinced.
Alright,
let's look at another one. Romans chapter 6. I want to convince you that you are an overcomer. Amen. When you wake up in the morning, you come wake up as an overcomer. Not a loser. Hallelujah. Paul said, forgetting the things that I'm pressing forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Close the door of yesterday. Close the door of yesterday. Yesterday will never come back. Live today. The sufficient come to the day, God. The devil will run away from you. Amen. Hallelujah. I overcome today. Tomorrow I will overcome again. If I make a wrong choice,
si je fais un mauvais choix,
how is it the business of the devil that I made?
En quoi est-ce que ça concerne les diables?
Amen! I made a wrong choice, so what?
Oui, je fais un mauvais choix.
Amen! Say, my little children, don't sing. If you sing, you have an advocate. Hallelujah. The blood has already been shed for me. God has already forgiven me. Amen. God doesn't have a record to say, Regan, this is the case. When you start praying, you say, don't pray to God. This is the case.
Dieu n'a pas un livre qui tient en te disant hier tu as péché, aujourd'hui tu as péché, il ne te rappelle pas.
Yeah, right. He's not there pushing you and finding you. Hallelujah. Amen. He has given us a spirit of love, a sound mind, liberty, to live newness of life. Hallelujah. Amen. This is for those who want to overcome. If you don't want to overcome,
si tu ne veux pas vaincre,
this word is not for you.
Cette parole ne t'appartient pas.
If you want to live in sin, this word is not for you.
Si tu veux vivre dans le péché, cette parole n'est pas
pour toi. The only thing there is judgment. Hallelujah.
Parce que ça
you also find it there. That's why it's brass.
Voilà pourquoi c'est un
the righteous judgment of God. Hallelujah. Those who want to do the will of God, God will come to you and give you grace to do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you are in this conference to do for a wife, that's what they say that on fire campfire like this. Let us go and do for campfire. Amen. You will find another Kampala girl who is looking for a Kampala boy to marry.
Si tu cherches la fille de Kampala, tu rencontreras une fille de Kampala qui cherche un homme de Kampala.
And two of you will just end up in the judgment. Amen. But if I want to do the will of God, the grace of God that brings us attention. Amen. You will find grace to overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Because they that are Christ, you have the grace to overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the power of that spirit that helped Jesus is available in you. Amen. Hallelujah. He shed the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. So Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says, sin shall not have dominion. Amen. Hallelujah. Sin shall not have dominion. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a place where the power of sin is broken.
Il y a une place où la force du péché est brisée.
He said, my little children, do not sin. Say, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested that he might break the power of the devil.
Parce que pour cela que le Fils de l'homme a été
manifesté. He that is born again does not sin, doesn't make a practice of living in sin. It's not comfortable with sin. Amen. And the Bible says we should yield ourselves unto righteousness. So we've looked at two laws now. The law of identification. The law of the husband.
La loi du mari.
There are a few other ones. We'll look at it tomorrow, but we need to go forward. Now, the sin offering has four parts. The first part is the blood. That's the most important aspect of that offering. And the Bible says, every morning the priest must bring a sin offering.
Every evening, he will bring a sin offering. Now, what does he do? You can find it in Leviticus chapter 4. From verse 3 to 11. The Bible says that when they bring the animal, the priest will come, and the person offering it will lay his hand on the animal. And that picture of a personal relationship. There is something called quiet time.
Or
a place of devotion. That's where the sin offering starts. You must have a time when you come to God to bring the offering of your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's your duty
to
bring your soul and offer it to God. Hallelujah. Say, my son, give me your
heart.
As a believer, God wants you to offer yourself. When you do that, you activate the offering of the blood. The Bible says the priest will take the blood and put it at the four horns of the altar. But there are four horns. And the four horns represent the four natures that are within your soul. How do we know that there are four natures? Because it's the book of Ezekiel chapter 1 tells us that there are four living creatures. There is the nature of the bed that is within you. That is the nature of the mind.
Tu as en toi la nature de l'oiseau. C'est-à-dire la nature liée à la pensée.
There is the nature of the lion. That is the nature of the emotions. Wild emotions. A mind that you find from Manchester United, Chelsea, Kampala. If you don't think that, your mind starts traveling. Then you have an emotion that is wild. Then you have a desire that is earthbound. And you have a will that is common. I don't want to pray. Why are you disturbing me? I don't want to pray. You don't feel like praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand what we are dealing with? You wake up in the morning, you don't feel like talking to God. You wake up in the morning, you want to. Hallelujah. You must bring that soul.
We don't need to bring
an offering to God.
Send that offering.
Amen. He doesn't want to pray, but he must pray. So you cry to God. I want to come to you. But there is something in me telling me to go to a market.
You
can send my WhatsApp messages. Because it's a business man to know the business proposal.
Business proposal.
Amen. Or to do your assignment.
You have a project, you want them to do that. And the Spirit of God is saying, you know, you saw that basket. Spirit of God is pulling you. The God has given you a help. You have the Spirit of God. Amen. Many of us that are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we have this. The river has dried up. Hallelujah. Amen. In this conference, that river will start flowing. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we are going to pray for that river. Hallelujah. That the well must open tomorrow and start. Hallelujah. So when you don't want to pray, you have the Spirit. But say, he that prays in an unknown tongue is talking to God. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. That man wants to go somewhere, but in your spirit is praying. Hallelujah. Amen. When your spirit starts praying, it gets to a point when the Spirit of God takes over your spirit and starts praying through your spirit to God. Hallelujah. That's another dimension. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you do that, your soul opens up. Hallelujah. And the life of God flows in you. And when you stand up, you feel strong. Amen. It's called the morning sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. So, this is what you do because you take the blood, you begin to apply it on that mind that is traveling everywhere. You begin to bring the blood to discipline it. Amen. You bring the blood of all your emotion. Clean your emotion.
It's not the pastor that will do it for you. You are the priest.
Amen. That is the New Testament of you are to bring the offering. You are the one to apply the blood on your mind, on your will. And your soul is drawing life from you. And as you begin to read the scripture, scripture opens up. That is saying that the word of God is spirit and life. Hallelujah. As you eat breakfast, that's how your soul also needs to eat breakfast. Amen. Get a good dose of life from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the same offering. Amen. If you do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon, you do it in the evening, they will report you to the devil. He said, there's one Kampala man. Amen. He said, God go near you. Hallelujah. You become a text to the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Instead of every day complaining, oh God, you come out strong. Amen. So the righteous are bold as a lion. Hallelujah. That is the power of the blood. If the devil brings up something, you say you did so and so and so. Hallelujah.
God is saying, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to do what?
To forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
What God has cleansed, what is the definition of the devil bringing it again?
Amen. You refuse the devil and you give it away. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you fellowship with the blood, when you wake up in the morning, you feel fresh. You feel fresh. I feel fresh because the blood is cleaning you while you are sleeping. Don't you understand? Amen. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. And the blood of Jesus Christ, which is life, drives away darkness from your soul. Amen. The blood of Jesus is light. It's light. There's an energy of light in it. Amen. That is the Hallelujah. And that blood speaks.
He has a trumpet. He has a voice. It is shouting. Clean. Redeemed. Sanctified. Washed. Go somewhere else. Amen. So when the devil came in Egypt, the blood was shouting. And the devil is right away. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I see the blood, I will run away. You will flee. Hallelujah. So that is the power of the blood. And it is available every day. Amen. So if you fall into sin, hallelujah. The Bible says a righteous man, our brother put it, it will fall seven times. Seven times, he's already running. Amen. The devil knows that. If I am dying, in 1 minute, I'm already Amen. I must move forward. Hallelujah. I must overcome. Amen. Because I want to do the will of God. And God knows I want to do the will of God. So God and myself, we are brothers. Amen. So the devil cannot overcome you unless you agree for him to overcome. So this night, we are to arise and move forward. Hallelujah. That's the power of the blood. Now, the Bible says
there are four horns there.
There are four horns. He's telling you that there is an energy in your soul. They call it soul power.
That's what some pastors are using in Kampala. They're using soul power.
There's power in the soul. There's power in the soul. Hallelujah. But that power must be broken. Because the mind of man cannot heal the mind of man. They will just give you psychology. Amen. You are a champion. You are this. But inside, you are in this. Hallelujah. Amen. So you need the blood of Jesus to break the stronghold in the mind. Hallelujah. Some of us, our mind is very strong. Some of us, our emotions are strong. Some of us, our desire is very strong. Some of us, our will is very strong. So there are strengths within you. Amen. In some places you are strong, others you are weak. When you come to Christ, the blood of Jesus will wipe it away. Amen. So that your strength will be the strength of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at a man like Peter. Was very, very, you know, timid. They took him and said, "You are Peter." I said, No, I've never met you before. Amen. But when the Spirit of God came, the same timid Peter, he looked at the high priest. Say, "You crucified Jesus Christ." There's a boldness that came. Hallelujah. He said, "These men are no longer fishermen. That something has happened to them." Hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus brings an energy to you. The things you couldn't do before, you find that in Christ, I can do all things. Hallelujah. Amen. So you're not depending on your strength, you're depending on your strength of Christ. He said you don't need to think of what you will say because there is a spirit, there's a talking spirit in you that will tell you what to say at the right time. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are going for an interview, dress well. Match into the interview as a son of God. Hallelujah. You see that? They talk to you, you talk to them boldly. He knows the president.
Maybe he's the cousin of the president. That's why he's very
important.
You are the son of God. That's it. Amen. Amen. Which is higher than the president. Hallelujah. So, when your root is in Christ, where you are coming from is not important.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that there's a harlot that was the grandmother of Jesus? Your later end is better than where you are coming from. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My father is wasting time. Hallelujah. You have an inheritance in Christ. That the eyes of your understanding have been that you may know the riches of his inheritance in you. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's a lot to get from the sin offering. So that blood, you need to apply it. Take that blood and travel to your village, in your room. You are in your room. Then you travel to your village. Amen. You say, now devil, I'm going to my village with the blood of Jesus. Amen. You go to all the foundations, all the idols in your father's house. You give them all the money. Look here. From today, I don't belong to you. Amen. Because you are a priest. You are applying the blood. Hallelujah. You begin to sprinkle the blood in your father's house. Upon your brothers and sisters. Amen. You sprinkle and cleanse everything in your family. Amen. When Jesus came, all the people in the tribe of Judah, he cleansed all of them. Hallelujah. Amen. All the problems of the people of Judah, he overcame. Mary Magdalene was there. You know their names. There were many of them. And they were expired. And the Bible says he was tempted in all points. Yet, they didn't find anything. Hallelujah. The fact was his treasure that were reported him. Hallelujah. Amen. So where David failed, Solomon, 1,000. You understand? When Jesus came, he belonged the life. Hallelujah. He overcame. Hallelujah. Amen. And that image is available to you. Hallelujah. So in Christ, you can over, you cleanse your family line. Every ancestral spirit, you come against them. Hallelujah.
Amen. Alright, so let's go to the, I don't know how much time I have. How much time do I have? Amen. Okay, so I will have to close. Alright, so we have looked at
the law of the husband, the law of identification. We talked about the blood. Tomorrow we will talk about the other aspects of the sin offering. Because the skin of the animal must be burnt and judged. Paul said, I die daily. Is it possible that there are people who died here 3 years ago? So 3 years ago, you are not dying.
You must die daily.
Hallelujah.
There is a sacrifice you must make every day.
Hallelujah. Amen. So tomorrow we'll talk about that and a few other things. But we can bow our heads and talk to God. And thank Him for the power of redemption. Redemption means to buy back. To bring what was in darkness, bring it into light. And the blood of Jesus Christ has done it for us. Sin has no power over us. We are not debtors to sin. We are not to live under condemnation of sin. We are to live in newness of life. The Bible says we should yield ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Purify my heart. Let it be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Cleanse me from within. Deep within. Refine as fire.